I live in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And one of the things that really gets me down is how progressive this area is. It is ridiculously progressive. It's hatefully progressive. Okay? It's awful. It's awful. I was at a farmer's market today and everybody was wearing masks. You're outside. You're outside and you don't need masks and there's no sign saying you need a mask, but everybody's wearing masks. Maybe there were like 10 people like me who weren't wearing masks. Everybody else was wearing a mask. So I walk into this bookstore. My wife asked me, hey, you want to walk into this bookstore? I said, yeah, I know. Not really. It's really, really progressive. It's a really woke bookstore, but I don't really want to go. But you know what? Why not? I want my dose of wokeness for the day. Maybe it'll be a topic of a show. So we walk into this bookstore. Very progressive bookstore. Unbelievably progressive bookstore. Right? It's all black and it's all woke and it's all rainbow and it's all trans and blah, 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 blah. And of course, everybody behind the counter has got red hair and purple hair and rainbow hair and whatever. And of course, you cannot tell the gender of anybody in the store. But then I saw that they had in their featured book section, amongst all of the progressive titles that were there, you know, all featuring Obama in almost like a holy figure, there was San Francisco. San Francisco, which was, and the subtitle was, How Progressive Policies Destroy American Cities. And I thought to myself, what is that doing in this bookstore? Why are they even showing that in this bookstore? Are they putting up some kind of, is it true that there's some like a crack in the armor? Are they actually thinking, starting to think for themselves that there is some other worldview than the woke? Could there be some other worldview than the woke out there that they might be thinking about? I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe there is a little crack in the woke armor where they're thinking to themselves, wait a minute, I'm standing here. Everything's burning around me. You know that meme with the dog in the house and the house is on fire and he says, this is fine. House is burning down around them. I mean, is anybody sitting in San Francisco in their $4,000 shoebox of an apartment, looking at the bums, looking at the drugs, smelling the urine all around them, watching people steal with impunity, having their cars broken into? Are they really sitting there and going, yeah, this is fine? Maybe they're actually starting to think for a second and realizing that progressive politics, Marxism, all of that is destroying this country and destroying where you live. You think maybe someone there is actually starting to think straight? I don't know. I just don't know. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think freedom.